How you doing? I'm Callan and this is Slapped Ham. If you want to see some seriously freaky video clips, then strap yourself in, hit that subscribe button and get ready for more spooky content. Just like this. Here's a quick and weird one to start today's episode off right. It was posted to our Slapped Ham subreddit by John Seagull, and within 2 days it shot to over 2 million views. Take a look at what's causing a stir. Believed to have been captured somewhere in rural India, these farmers seem to have encountered something unsettling. Given that it went viral so quickly, we thought we just had to show it. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this bizarre clip in the comments down below.
Oh my, that's super spooky. I thought somebody's back there, right?
TikTok user Chris Netzel Official, a United States Marine Corps veteran and former police officer turned paranormal investigator, has uploaded another eerie encounter. Known for his explorations into the supernatural, this next investigation, set in a cemetery, has left viewers debating the boundaries between the living and the dead. The video begins with Chris using a spirit box to communicate with any potential spirits.
You died very recently? Is your headstone close by?
Tongue terror.
Yeah? Okay. Okay. Am I going the right direction? Cross the road? Okay. We're going.
As the exchange continues, the alleged spirit identifies itself as Tyler.
Okay. Is it this direction? Just make sure you tell me when to stop. Cemetery, yes. Can you give me your name, if you don't mind?
We must stay.
Hurting. I'm so sorry.
Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Another voice, introducing itself as Eugene, joins the conversation.
Is your headstone this way? You said go north. This is north. Eugene and Tyler.
As the investigation progresses, the tone shifts dramatically. Tyler warns of impending harm.
Am I in the right area?
They mean me harm.
Listen, I don't mind talking to good or bad spirits, okay?
The spirit's responses grow increasingly aggressive, with demands for Chris to leave the area.
Dark spirit.
This is sacred ground, you guys. 100% dark spirit. Tyler or Eugene? Do not go. Do you not want me to go any further?
Get out of here.
The chilling audio has sparked debate within the paranormal community. Supporters of Chris Netzel's work see the recording as compelling evidence of supernatural activity, while skeptics question its authenticity, attributing the eerie voices to coincidence or misinterpretation of the spirit box's output. So could this be proof of the afterlife, or is it something else entirely? Share your thoughts with one another in the comments down below.
Tyler or Eugene? Do not go. Do you not want me to go any further?
Get out of here.
A TikTok clip originally posted by user CRSLuzX has been making waves online, leaving viewers baffled and debating its origins. Said to be recorded in China back in November 2015, the eerie CCTV footage captures an elevator ride that seems to defy logic, and possibly reality itself. The footage begins with a woman entering an elevator. It appears to operate normally, at first stopping on several empty floors as it descends. However, as the ride continues, something strange happens. The elevator doesn't stop as expected when it nears the ground floor. Instead, it keeps going and going. She begins to panic as the elevator descends for what feels like an impossibly long time. Several minutes of this inexplicable descent, the elevator finally stops. The doors close and the elevator returns to the ground floor as if nothing had happened. The mysterious nature of the clip has sparked countless theories among viewers. Many suggest the elevator malfunctioned and somehow slipped into an alternate dimension, delivering the woman to an entirely foreign reality. Others propose a more grounded explanation, theorizing that the video is part of a movie or even a staged production. Interestingly, while many claim it's from a film, no one's been able to identify which one. Some commenters have pointed out the eeriness of the situation, drawing parallels to urban legends and creepypasta stories about elevators acting as gateways to other worlds. Others dismiss the clip as creative editing or a viral marketing stunt. So what do you think? Is this evidence of a glitch in reality or simply a cleverly crafted piece of fiction? Let me know down below. An intriguing mystery is unfolding over on TikTok, where user House Watson is documenting a series of bizarre occurrences in their recently purchased 1903 Victorian home. The account, described in their own bio as haunting, restoring our very own 1903 Victorian home on a budget and a prayer, has drawn significant attention as followers speculate about the supernatural and symbolic elements tied to the property. The eerie journey began with a simple clip. House Watson started recording after hearing strange noises coming from the roof of their historic home.
What's right here?
Above here? Stairs.
The video, equal parts chilling and fascinating, marked the first time the homeowner suspected their house might be haunted.
All right, you only have to go upstairs.
Since that initial encounter, strange sounds have become a recurring theme. From unexplained footsteps to creaking floors, the home seems alive with activity. One particularly unsettling event occurred when the husband left the shower mid-rinse after hearing what sounded like someone walking throughout the house. A thorough search revealed no intruder. Things took an even stranger turn when the family discovered that the house was originally built by a Freemason. This revelation opened a new chapter of intrigue as they began noticing symbolic oddities around the property.
From the front of the house, you can see that each pillar has the sun, sunrise, and moon. Oh, and the top of our house is a triangle.
For example, two columns on the front porch align perfectly with the rising Hunter's Moon, the first full moon after the harvest moon. The clip captures the alignment, fueling speculation that the home's design might hold deeper, esoteric meaning. Digging further, the homeowners uncovered other symbols and architectural details that hint at connections to Freemasonry. These findings have sparked numerous questions. Was the house designed with intentional spiritual or mystical elements? Could it be challenging some ancient energy or serving as a kind of conduit? Freemasonry, with its long history and deep symbolism, has been a wellspring of conspiracy theories for centuries. From allegations of political control and occult rituals to embedded symbols in everyday architecture, Freemasonry's secretive nature has made it a target for intrigue. Popular theories often suggest links to the New World Order, hidden religious beliefs, or the embedding of mystical symbols into seemingly mundane designs. In this context, the TikToker's home becomes even more fascinating. The alignment of the Hunter's Moon with the porch columns, coupled with other unexplained phenomena, has led followers to wonder if the house's Masonic origins might be tied to its eerie happenings. Whether the occurrences are paranormal, coincidental, or simply quirks of an old home, one thing's certain: House Watson's journey is captivating an ever-growing audience eager to uncover the truth behind their mysterious Victorian residence. Drivers on Michigan's M53, just outside downtown Detroit in Macomb County, are alarmed by strange, unidentifiable sounds echoing along the highway. The phenomenon has stirred confusion, concern, and even some amusement among locals, with descriptions ranging from aliens to opera singers and whales. The unsettling noises, described as long, low wails, are reported to occur specifically on the northbound side of M53 near 18.5 Mile Road, and only in the right lane. Drivers have been so unnerved that some have pulled over, suspecting car trouble, only to find their vehicles perfectly fine. A local news reporter from Local 4 News recently visited the site after the sounds gained traction in the Macomb County, Michigan residents' Facebook group. While filming her segment, the reporter herself appeared startled when she heard the eerie wailing sounds firsthand.
There it is. What do you think that sounds like? Some people it sounds like whales, an opera singer. I think it kind of sounds like seals. We're talking with that guy, trying to figure out what's causing that noise, and people are pulling over thinking there's something wrong with their tire or their cars. They say it's dangerous.
The community has proposed various theories about the eerie sounds on M53, ranging from UFO activity and ghostly presences to more rational explanations like wind interacting with highway infrastructure or faulty drainage systems. Some even humorously compare the noises to whales communicating.
What do you think that sounds like? Some people it sounds like whales, an opera singer. I think it kind of sounds like seals.
Following the buzz, Local 4 News launched an investigation, sending their team to the scene to document the phenomenon. While their findings have yet to provide a definitive explanation, the on-camera reaction of the reporter experiencing the sounds in real time has only deepened the mystery.
There it is. What do you think that sounds like? Some people it sounds like whales, an opera singer. I think it kind of sounds like seals.
A chilling piece of footage has taken social media by storm, leaving millions of viewers debating its authenticity. The viral clip, shared on X by user MyLordBebo, quickly amassed over 19 million views and sparked intense discussions online. Take a look at what's causing the stir. A woman lying in a casket briefly opens her eyes. The unsettling detail led to widespread speculation, with many suggesting she had been buried alive, while others pointed to supernatural explanations. However, as the clip continued to circulate, the truth came to light. The video was revealed to be a staged hoax by TikTok user Armin Salon, a popular content creator from the Philippines known for his elaborate pranks and viral stunts. Despite the revelation, the clip's impact remains significant, demonstrating how quickly clips like this can spread and captivate audiences worldwide. Here's a quick and gross one from Facebook user Albert Leal. Enjoy. I think I'll just have the salad. Coming up in our last segment in just a few seconds, we take a look at some transcripts that were allegedly captured after the Roswell, New Mexico UFO incident. They're truly fascinating, but before we do, remember to hit that subscribe button, tickle that little bell icon there, and turn on all channel notifications. That way you'll be notified every time we drop our scary and creepy content. The 1947 UFO crash near Roswell, New Mexico has remained one of the most enduring and controversial events in modern history. Central to this mystery are the alleged interviews conducted by US Army Air Force nurse Matilda O'Donnell McElroy with the purported surviving pilot of the crash, referred to as Eel. Decades later, these interviews and Matilda's personal notes surfaced, sparking debate and intrigue among researchers and enthusiasts. In July 1947, according to reports, Matilda McElroy was stationed at the Roswell Army Airfield as part of the 509th Bomb Group. Following reports of a mysterious aircraft crash, Matilda allegedly accompanied counterintelligence officers to the crash site. Upon arrival, she claimed to have encountered wreckage of an advanced, unidentified craft and the body of a small humanoid being. To her astonishment, the being was reportedly alive and conscious. Matilda described the being as neither biological nor robotic, exhibiting unique characteristics that defied standard biological norms. It lacked a mouth or sensory organs and appeared to communicate telepathically. Recognizing her apparent ability to connect with the being, Matilda was tasked with conducting interviews under strict military oversight. Over a series of sessions, Matilda allegedly engaged in telepathic dialogue with the being, who identified itself as Eel, an officer pilot and engineer from a civilization spanning trillions of years. According to the transcripts, Eel described its home world as part of a vast domain referred to as the Birthplace World, possessing immense technological and intellectual advancements. Eel reportedly claimed that the craft had crashed due to an electrical discharge from Earth's atmosphere. The being revealed that their civilization had been observing Earth for an extended period, viewing it as property of their domain. While the stated intention was to preserve and protect, Eel's responses raised questions about the nature of their control over the planet. According to the transcripts, Matilda's interviews covered a wide range of topics, including Earth's place in the cosmos, humanity's origins, and the purpose of life. However, Eel allegedly refused to disclose technical information about the spacecraft or its systems, citing security protocols. Despite attempts by others to establish communication, only Matilda was reportedly able to interact with the being, making her the sole conduit of this information. After her discharge from the military, Matilda claimed to have retained a copy of the typewritten transcripts, hiding them for decades. In 2007, at the age of 83, she reportedly sent the documents, along with personal notes and explanatory letters, to researcher Lawrence R. Spencer before taking her own life. Matilda emphasized the importance of the information, believing it contained answers to humanity's most profound questions about existence and the universe. The transcripts were later published by Spencer, accompanied by footnotes from his research into their authenticity. Available as a free PDF and in book and audiobook formats, the material has sparked intense debate. Proponents view the transcripts as potentially groundbreaking evidence of extraterrestrial contact, while skeptics dismiss them as a hoax or speculative fiction. While the authenticity of the transcripts remains unverified, their content continues to fascinate. Whether viewed as alleged evidence of a government cover-up or an elaborate work of fiction, the Matilda McElroy transcripts contribute to the enduring mystery of the Roswell incident. They invite ongoing exploration of humanity's place in the universe and the possibility of extraterrestrial life. Now, if you want to watch some more spooky content, then hit those two links right there. They'll keep you entertained for hours and hours, we promise. Smash that thumbs up button because it really helps our videos getting out to new audiences. And that's it for me. I'll see you all next time.